Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour. RAWF Radio Network. I am Lord Amadeus, your host and the owner of RAWF in the game we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable, and my co-host is here. Please welcome the legend himself.
I hear the talk beat on.
vacant.
Hola, señor. ¿Cómo está?
Not too bad. It's been a kind of a long week. I have to apologize. There will be no rankings tonight, unfortunately. It was a busy week. I promise they will be back again next week. Updated rankings for this period. It's a long period, so it's a 12 yeah. match period. So it'll be all right. We'll get to it next week, I promise. But we got all
that. It's going to be all right. Sorry.
That's right. Exactly. Absolutely. All right. So with that being said, let's start out with some GM reports tonight, if we could. Let's bring on our Powerball GM, the chairman of our AWF. Please welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Razor. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, L.A. Good evening, Al Bacon.
Oh, how you doing there, bud?
Okay, so as you know, we've had some technical difficulties over the last week or so, and due to that, I had to reset a couple of matches for the Powerball tourney. Winter is taking on Simply the Best, and the winner of that match will go on to face Mithras in the semifinals, and also had to set Kane the Governor versus a Paragon of Greatness, and the winner of that will go on to face Uncle Frank in the semifinals.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. And yeah, we'll talk about the tournaments here in just a few minutes, but good job, Razor, on keeping that up and through the issue there. So appreciate that. Keep an eye on that. And we'll hopefully have a challenger for Dev at Graveyard Smash here in just a couple of weeks. All right. Next up, unless you had something else to add, Razor?
No, I'm good.
All right. Next up, he is your Hatfield and McCoy GM. He is the legend, the puppet master, the icon, Mr. RAWF.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die?
Judgment. Good evening, Judge.
Good evening, sir. Good evening, El Bacon.
Oh, hi.
How are you guys doing this evening? Okay, we got first thing I got to say is the Hatfield McCoy tournament also got stuck. We know that, and we're working on it. The finals of the Hatfield tournament are down to DW and Kane. Finals for the McCoy tournament are AF James and Dez. Dez, I think is how you said. The winners of those matches will face off and get a shot to face Sadat at Graveyard Smash. And that is Sadat with a dot at the end. Dot.
All right.
This has been a message from your Hatfield McCoy GM. We thank you for tuning in, and now we return you back to your local programming.
Thank you, Judge. Very much.
Welcome back. That was a message from our sponsor, the J. Esquire Incorporated.
Well, you know,
and now we're back to our regular scheduled program. Here you go.
You know, later on the show, I do have a special gift for you guys. Just last time, I didn't have a gift. You guys had a little kissy. So I've got a gift for you next time, later on in the show.
All right. Awesome. Can't wait.
Enjoy.
All right, and next up is our Ultimate Gauntlet GM. Please welcome.
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the grid to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet. I ain't never give a shit on the bitches, better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptized in blood of the fallen, keep it G, go and have your 70 slam. Fuck around, beat a neck, hologram, big dog way off the counter, don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my faith. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps, with the rats that creep in my flesh for weeks. And the maggots still sleep, by the open wounds, stress.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Paragon of Greatness. Good evening, Paragon.
Good evening, Amadeus.
Purple, how are you?
Oh, you know what? Elvacan, I'm doing pretty good because the Ultimate Gauntlet is in full swing. It is a brand new season, a brand new format. We alluded to it last week. It is officially up and running. It's something that is very exciting. We saw last week the Immortal Griffith had shut down the previous format by defeating Jobu and officially ending the list. We have now gone on to the brand new format with the randomized groups that has already started. The Immortal Griffith went on to his second victory by defeating Fire Chief Bill. He went on to his third victory by defeating Sai. He is currently on the path to the fourth victory while facing Cougar.
All right. Cool. So it could be, the Immortal Griffith may have an opportunity if he wins one or two more matches, right? Did you say he's on his fourth match?
If he's to beat Cougar and one more opponent.
He may have an opportunity to get that Ultimate Gauntlet Championship ship back from Claymore. We will find out. All right. Thank you, Paragon. And now I have the tag team report from Unstoppabot here. After 4 or 6 rounds, the top 5 tag teams so far are, in first place are Dungeons & Dragons, Nox Boogie and the Paragon of Greatness. In second place, the Cage Shakers, the Unsettled Chris Cage and Papa Shaker. In third place, Swords and Scimitars, Claymore and the Teflon Sheik. In fourth place, Lap of Luxury, which is AF James and Vex. And in fifth place, Hotness Overload, Menzino and Brew Menzino. Round 6 has been posted. Good luck to all teams. Also, in Swords and Scimitars Tag Team Championship Tournament is down to the final 2 teams. Congrats to the Lap of Luxury, Vex and AF James, and the Hawkstars, the Hawkster Bully and Starlight, who are now facing each other to determine who will be the next RAWF Tag Team Champions. As well, several tournaments, including this month's Biatch of the Month, the RSL of the Month, and the Extra Points Tournament, all glitched. Some people didn't get their matches and were left behind in the tournament, so now all the remaining matches will be manually made, and those matches will determine the winners of each tournament. Everyone that was affected was sent a message last Thursday about their particular tournament. Thank you, Unstoppabot. And speaking of those tournaments, let's give you an update on where we are. Right now, the Biatch of the Month is in the semifinal phase. You have It's Just Angel Bitch. It's Just JT's Angel Bitch taking on the Estrogen Champion, Mae O'Hare, and in one semifinal match. And in the other, it is Vex versus DW. We'll have to keep an eye on that to see who. If Maeve, of course, wins, she gets to choose her own opponent at Graveyard Smash. But she's still got some stiff competition to get through. The Arsehole of the Month is down to, looks like, the final match. It is the Unsettled Chris Cage versus the reigning men's champion, Simply the Best. And, of course, if STB wins, he gets to choose his own opponent at Graveyard Smash. But if Chris Cage wins, he gets a shot at Simply the Best men's championship. All right. Extra points tournament is down. Let's see. We have one semifinal match already set, the Immortal Griffith versus Vex. We are waiting on a winner between Starlight and Simply the Best to see who will face the Wolf in the other semifinal match for the extra points. So that's where we are in those tournaments. And I did put in a support ticket for those tournaments a couple days ago or so. So, yeah, it is what it is. We'll get through it as we always do. Just have to finish those tournaments by manually. Thank you to Razor and Judge for doing the same in their divisions as well in their tournaments. All right, so what's the matter, Elvacant? What are you looking around for?
I was looking for the pipe organ, but I don't see it.
Oh, that, yeah. Well, you know, I kind of got bored with it. I mean, seriously, why am I playing a pipe organ? That's ridiculous. I'm a drummer for crying out loud.
I will say, I mean, you're getting pretty good at it, but I was kind of confused.
No, I just, we don't need pipe. The pipe organ, it was fun for a week or two, and I think I'm done with it.
Right.
I don't even know what got into me to think the pipe organ was even, it was fun, but oh well. I'm kind of done with that.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Absolutely. All right, so we've got breaking news from last week's Superstars. We have a new Superstars champion for the second week in a row. This time, the Wolf was victorious over Miss Beauty Fatale. And so congratulations to the Wolf winning his first RAWF championship. He's only been with us a couple months, but he seems to be finding his way. We'll see. I'm expecting bigger things from the Wolf down the road. Congratulations on his Superstars Championship. He will defend it for the first time tomorrow in the AO Arena here in Manchester. He will defend that title against Hobo Ezekiel. All right. That should be a good match. There's going to be some really good matches tomorrow in Manchester. Wait till you hear. We'll get to all that later. All right, so with that being said, we now turn our focus to Graveyard Smash, and this one's going to be an exciting card. Just what we've got so far is already looking to be one of the better cards of 2022, and certainly the best Graveyard Smash we may have had in a while. Let's start with the Multimedia Championship, two lovely blondes, as I'm sure you're extremely excited about, Elvacant, as Starlight will defend against Cassie Joe, the Multimedia Championship on the line.
I already know who's going to win this match.
You.
Me. Exactly. Correct. Very good.
I mean, it's going to be a great match, no doubt about it. And, you know, the two tough ladies, it's going to be a tough match. But I don't think Starlight's going to want to let go of that Multimedia Championship anytime soon, or let it be taken away from the necessary evil. So I kind of give her the edge here, but Cassie Joe has shocked us many times in the past. So
that is true.
I won't I also wouldn't bet against Cassie Joe.
Yeah, I wouldn't write her off at all, right? But I mean, I would say the odds on favorite is Starlight.
Yeah.
But if, you know, if Cassie Joe comes out and just dominates the match, it's not like I'd be shocked, right? Like that happens.
Yeah. Agreed. We will see what happens. That one's going to be a good one. I'm very much looking forward to that. Triple Crown Championship, DW, defending the title for the first time. It will be against two RAWF Hall of Famers in Claymore and the Cougar, who, you know, well, she's gone a bit feral in recent weeks. So, DW, Claymore, or the Cougar, who do you like here?
I'd like to see Cougar win it, but I think the odds are in – I would say the odds are actually in Claymore's favor.
I mean, I don't disagree.
And you know that pains me to say, right?
I don't disagree. I don't disagree necessarily, but again, as in the multimedia title, I can't count either DW or Cougs out of this one. DW shocked it last month at Cataclysm by winning the championship. So this time she's got champion's advantage. So we shall see. We shall see exactly how this plays out. It's going to be a great match either way when these three go at it for the Triple Crown Championship. Eva will defend the FUBAR City Championship against Papa Shaker.
It's fun to say, isn't it?
It is. It is very fun to say, but will it be fun to say Papa Shaker, FUBAR City champion, when it's all said and done?
It would be fun to say. Don't think it's likely to be said.
You don't think you're predicting Eva to retain the FUBAR City championship?
I'm all aboard the Eva train right now.
Aboard the Eva train. All right. That's interesting. All right. Chugga, chugga, choo, choo. All right. Midnight Hobo Championship. Blake Effin Bradley to take on RAWF Hall of Famer Knox Boogie. This one is a very intriguing matchup, considering Knox Boogie's resurgence here. Does his resurgence allow him to win that Midnight Hobo Championship from Blake Effin Bradley?
You know, even despite his affiliations, I actually am kind of a little bit of a mark for Blake motherfucking Bradley. I think it's been pretty clear. Like, I actually really like how he works the ring. I think he's a really good worker. That being said, the former world champion Hall of Famer Knox Boogie has apparently decided to show the fuck back up. And if that guy shows up, yeah, we're going to be seeing Ann New.
He absolutely is. This is as good as I've seen him, and this may be the best I've seen him at, and that includes his world title run a few years ago. So Knox Boogie certainly making some noise, making some waves, and he could be possibly the next Midnight Hobo champion. We find out at Graveyard Smash. Something I need to look up real quick to make sure that I'm... Oh, all right. So the national title right now still currently up for grabs as Deez is currently defending against Claymore. So we do not have a winner night, and we do not know who will be champion at Graveyard Smash, but we know the Immortal Griffith will challenge whichever one of those two walks away as national champion. I think this is an opportunity for either one of them, but I don't know the way Griff's been going. But then again, Griff's been looking a little on the ill side as of late. What have you seen from the Immortal Griffith? I mean, after everything that was said and everything that he stated, it doesn't seem like it's coming out that way to start this rankings period.
I don't know what's going on with him. Like, he's been hitting the ring like he always does, right? Looking great. And then, like, within minutes of that bell ringing, he just starts looking, frankly, horrible. Like, if I didn't know better, you know, I think he had like COVID or something. Like he's just out there and he just looks horrible. His balance is affected. He can't seem to concentrate. I mean, he passed in the middle of the ring last week. He managed to win the match and then passed out in the middle of the ring.
All right.
I don't know what's going on with him, but look, I mean, is he doing what he said he would do? No. Like, look, I don't think that number one spot is in jeopardy right now with just how he's been doing this month. But, I mean, even in the shape he's been in, I mean, look at what he's done to some people. Like, he is very driven. He's not giving up. Even facing the things that have been happening to him in the ring, he never gives up. He keeps trying to find a way to win, and in many cases, has.
True enough. We will see what happens, but I mean, let's look at who his potential opponents are. He'll either face Deez or Claymore. Both of them are fellow RAWF Hall of Famers. Both of them have beat him on pay-per-view before in the past. He's also run over them on pay-per-view in the past. It's kind of a crap.
Has Deez beat him on a pay-per-view?
What's that?
Claymore absolutely has. Has Deez?
I'm almost 99% sure that the Immortal Griffith, when he was men's champion, defended that at least once against Deez, if not more than once.
I know they've had actually quite a few matches. I didn't think Deez had ever won anyone, but he may have. They have faced each other a lot, and they've been some very classic matches, to be honest. Like, they were really good.
Yes,
but
indeed.
I don't remember who's won. I just know they had some really good matches.
So whoever walks away as national champion, it's going to be a great matchup at Graveyard Smash, depending on what Griffith shows up at in Dublin in just 2 weeks' time. This one's going to be a barn burner for the Platinum Dragon Championship. We got Mistress the Title Machine defending against the Necessary Evil's Joe Boo. That one's going to be a pretty good matchup. Joe Boo's gaining confidence every week. But, of course, as we know, you can't bet against the title machine. Who do you like here?
No offense to anyone. I'm going to go with the title machine because he's the title machine. Like, there's very, very few people I'm going to bet on against Mithras.
I mean,
think it's maybe, like, two people.
Yeah.
And even then, I'm only betting on them because the odds will be good. Like if they win, I'll make a lot of money.
Right. So we got a lot of Necessary Evil challenging and defending, including in our main event, as the Teflon Sheik will defend against Nightcrawler, getting his first ever opportunity at the RAWF World Heavyweight Championship. Your thoughts, your initial thoughts on this huge match.
All right. First of all, let me say this. Doesn't prove that anything can happen in the RAWF. I don't know what does. All right? Nightcrawler is in the main event for the RAWF World Championship. All right? And I don't mean that to be insulting to him at all, but this is not a guy who's been threatening knocking on that door for a long time. Like, this is a guy who kind of had a nice little career in the middle of the card for quite some time and out of the blue shot to the top out of, like, when no one was looking. Like, that is a Cinderella story beyond Cinderella story. So, to be honest with you, I'm pulling for him. I hope he wins, right? Because it's not a good story if he does everything he did, shot to the top the way he did, out of nowhere, gets that Cinderella shot and then loses. Like, who wants to watch that movie? I don't want to watch that movie. I didn't pay my $14.50 and get a bucket of popcorn to watch that. I want to see him win.
So you want to see Nightcrawler defeat Sheik to become the new RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely. And it's not even because I don't want Sheik as champion, which I don't. But it has nothing to do with it. It's just simply like it's too good of a story for it to end any other way.
I mean, I can't argue with that logic. It certainly would be one hell of a story if Nightcrawler would come out of nowhere to win the RAWF World Heavyweight Championship It certainly it would be an awesome story, but, you know, Sheik has, I mean,
you're the guy calling in the face of the company, so.
Yeah, I'm about over that. I want Nightcrawler to win too. I really do. I'm about over the Sheik and the whole thing.
I'm glad you come to your senses.
No. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, but it still should be a very good match for the main event at Graveyard Smash. Let's see here. All right. So that is our Graveyard Smash preview as it stands thus far. We will give you more updates on other matches next week. Or we might actually have one or two here in the program. All right. Our first guest tonight is a good friend of mine. Known him a long time. Glad he's here. Glad he's back. Let's bring on... Chief Bill. Bill, how the hell are you tonight?
How's it going there, Lord Amadeus? How's it going, my friend? What's
going
up?
Great. Good to see you, sir. Good to see you. And
yes, sir.
I know you've been kicking it out there. You've been doing your thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've said this in recent weeks, but I'm going to say it again. It's good to have you back home here in RAWF where you belong, sir.
Yes,
so,
sir. Absolutely. Love this place, man. My early career was not that great. And then I found my way to RAWF, and it has been going great ever since. Love this place, man. You do a wonderful job here, boss.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And we might as well just let's get on with the business and find out who you're facing tomorrow on Superstars. I'm sure you're anxious.
Absolutely.
To find out. Let's do it. Let's spin this wheel. Oh, this is a classic. This is going to be a classic tomorrow for you, Fire Chief Bill. You go one-on-one with RAWF Hall of Famer and a man I know you've known for a long time and fought many, many times in the ring, and that being Money Sue.
Ooh, yeehaw. Oh, man, I gotta step my game up. That dude is tough. Yeah. I might have to go and find my stash of Midnight Hobo, you know, and take a drink.
That's gonna be a good one. Definitely is gonna be a good one. I know the RAW of history so much, but I know you fought him back in CSW and probably Desert Glory as well.
Yep. So. All places. He's a tough dude. What can you say? Money's good. What else can you say? Money
through hand bone, And of course he likes to talk shit, but doesn't everyone like to talk shit?
Who doesn't like to talk shit?
So
hold on, I just found my flask, and I need to take a drink of this hobo.
Oh,
hold on.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Have a drink. Have a sip. And Bill, I want you to stay around here in the studio. Just hang out over there on the in by the door, if you would.
Sure thing, boss.
Yeah, appreciate it. I saw some nasty people outside hanging around the studio. I wanted to make sure. Just watch the door for me, if you would. I'd appreciate it.
I got it, boss. I got it.
Appreciate it, Bill. That's Fire Chief Bill. Hey, I tell you, Fire Chief Bill is good folk, Elvaik, and he always has been, always will be. So, he's one of my personal favorites, someone I root for in RAWF, and I hope to see him wearing some gold sometime soon. What's your take on Bill? And be careful, he is right behind you at the door.
He's a hell of a personality. He's kind of amusing, a little violent. I mean, that's good in this industry, right? So.
Absolutely. So, what can you say? Bill's a good old boy. So happy to have him as a friend, and glad he's back in RAWF. All right, next up, let's bring back Mr. Razor. The Razor, another RAWF stalwart that we're glad to have. He's, of course, not just a GM. He's a Hall of Famer. Razor, would you like to find out who you're facing tomorrow on Superstars here in Manchester?
Sure, why not?
All right. Let's spin the wheel, make the deal. Ooh, you got a tough one on your hands, Razor. Tomorrow you're taking on the beautiful blonde of the Necessary Evil, the reigning multimedia champion in a non-title match, of course. It will be you and Starlight. Your thoughts on facing Starlight tomorrow?
Starlight, always a tough match, but hey, I'll go in there and I'll do my best because you know how I don't really like the Necessary Evil.
Yeah, I do know that. You are not that fond of him, especially our world champion, but you can make a statement tomorrow if you can beat Starlight here in Manchester. So good luck to you on that, sir. Any final thoughts?
No, sir.
All right. Moving on, good clip tonight. Let's bring back the Paragon of Greatness. Paragon.
Good evening, Amadeus. I don't know why I'm a bit tongue-tied tonight.
All right. First of all, I hear you have an announcement. Would you like to go ahead with that?
Sure. Let's get the unpleasant part of the afternoon out of the way. I have a bit of unfortunate news to report to the RAWF locker room and fans, and that is at the current moment the whereabouts of Uncle Frank seem to be unknown. And what does this mean? I'm not sure. We've never lost Uncle Frank before. We don't know what that madman can do when unleashed out on his own. All we know is that last week, during a tag team match, Uncle Frank seemingly exited in the middle of the match. We went backstage looking for him. We can't find him. Of course, he doesn't know how to operate a phone, so there's no way to really get a hold of him. We do not know where Uncle Frank is. However, we have reason for concern because we did find something in the locker room.
Oh?
Is Judge still here by any chance?
Judge?
I'm here.
I do not know what this means, but in our locker room we found this, which everyone might recognize as the face in a jar, and with it written in terrible spelling and blood of indeterminate origin are the words "for judge." So it appears this has been left behind for judgment.
Oh, nice. Gimme.
Let me say that thing is banned.
I'm going to put it in the closet right here.
No.
No, not here. No.
Just leave it down. Just for a few minutes. I got to go find a room in my room for it.
You're taking this with you with the fill-in.
Here, put it in that closet right there. Right there. There we go.
All right.
I have no idea what any of this means. I do not know what this could mean for how long Frank is gone, if he's going to be back next week, if he's going to be he left his face. How do you interpret that?
I guess it says, well, I don't know. Maybe a shine of showers. Yeah. Frank is, well, since we don't really get to, can't really speak to Frank on the matter, not that we could if he even was here, I guess that'll just be a mystery we'll have to ponder until he returns. But, Paragon, would you like to find out who you are facing tomorrow on Superstars?
Yeah.
It will be the Paragon of Greatness going one-on-one with Papa Shaker tomorrow in Manchester. That's another good one there. Your thoughts. I believe Papa is here or out in the chat. Anything you have to say to Papa Shaker?
I mean, Big K out there, you know, I got a lot of respect for you. You know that you and I, we don't necessarily interact that often, but whenever we do, it's nothing but respect. It's a you're a great guy. You're an excellent wrestler. With that said, given what I just had to say, I'm having a bit of a bad week. So this may not be the best opportunity for you to have a real pleasant night. So I do apologize in advance if I'm coming in a little bit hot, because I'm in a bit of a mood.
Oh boy. All right. Well, Paragon, good luck to you tomorrow against Papa Shaker. Hope that you can turn that frown upside down tomorrow in Manchester. But anyway, Big K. Big K, I like it, he says. All right. Yep, that should be a great matchup, El Vacant. Quick thought on Papa Shaker versus POG.
I think that is a great matchup, actually. I think that'll be a good fight.
And what about Razor and Starlight?
Oh, I think Razor's in a hell of a trouble.
All right.
He doesn't do really good against pretty ladies, just for the record. Like,
he does seem, yeah, that's true. That's true.
He gets distracted.
Yep. Let's see here. Look. Judge, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Would you like to find out who you're facing tomorrow here in Manchester?
Yes, I would like to find out who I'm facing in Manchester tomorrow night. It's
sorry. Didn't know. All right, before I tell you, what were you saying?
You know, it's something, you know, the face in a jar is just, it's a mystery to me. I need to go study it more, take it back to my locker room and just go study it more.
Take it with you.
I would take it in a minute, but let me see who this is. And I got something for you two guys, too.
Who you got for
you two? Who'd you get?
What'd you get?
No, I think he wants you to say who he's fighting.
Yeah, you tell me who I'm facing first before I give you.
You are taking on Claymore.
Okay. Well, there's another one of them people. Okay.
Yeah, another one of them people. Yeah. All right. So, what'd you get me?
Okay, but you know, since El Vacant wasn't able to get his taco trucks here, I said to myself, self, we need to do something. I got to do something about this. So I decided to go out and get you guys some lunch. But not just any lunch. Some of Manchester's most famous lunch they ever had. I give you a cup of noodle for each of you.
Thank you.
Cup of... This is a really small cup, Judge.
Enjoy. And take it. Eat it.
I don't got a microwave here. Can't... Okay.
It's not
thank you.
Already done.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I suppose this will be good for...
Taste it. Taste it now.
Order. All right. Hold on. It's not even hot, Judge. It's cold. Is it supposed to be cold?
No.
Yes, it's supposed to be cold.
He's lying.
It's good. Stay well.
Where? What? What? What is this shit? Don't drink it. Elvega. Trust me. Don't drink it.
I wasn't going to.
Oh. You're... Thank you, Judge. Again.
Yeah.
Now, go take your face somewhere and out of my sight.
You know what it looked like if I put it on? Here we go. Let's go.
Don't.
Let's go.
Please don't.
I'll be back.
Please don't.
I'll be back.
Oh, good Lord. Is he really going to go put that face? I hope not. Well, that is Judgment. Someone out in the chat has requested a spin, so requested that they spin because they can't come on the show. They'd like to know. Let's go ahead and spin it for. Joe Boo asked to spin the wheel. He will be facing the Crippler tomorrow. On Superstars, Joe Boo versus the Crippler. Crippler is somebody we don't really talk about much because he's kind of new, hasn't really got his feet wet here hardly in RAWF. Do you know anything about the Crippler, Elvagant?
I mean, apparently he likes to, you know, injure people. But other than that, no, I have no idea.
Well, we find out tomorrow if he's got the stuff to beat Joe Boo. All right. So... Well, time to talk to another old friend, El Vacant. Somebody decided to join us, and I know this is his favorite time of the year, as it were. It is, of course, the Halloween season, and it wouldn't be the Halloween season without a visit from our old friend.
Bang! Long! Song for everybody!
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the enigmatic Draven Blackbird joining us.
Hello.
Hello, Draven. Good to see you, sir. I should have known you would make an appearance during your favorite time of the year. How are you tonight?
I am doing great. How are you? I just called to say that I wanted to wish everybody a happy Halloween.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate that. So what have you been up to, Draven? What's new?
Acting career has gotten pretty crazy lately. Since that Johnny guy, you know, sort of got kicked out of the Pirates for a little bit. They wanted someone else to step up, and I thought I'd take a chance.
Ah, and how did that go? Did you get the part?
I got fired on the first day because I showed up in a trench coat and a straight jacket. And, you know, I was just broke out of the mental institution.
That's too bad. You'd make a great great pirate for Pirates of the Caribbean. I think you'd be an excellent choice, but I don't know. They don't know what they're
Margaret, that Margaret girl, you know, she just couldn't get enough of me, so, you know, I couldn't. They made me leave. She's just crazy.
Well, it's good to hear from you. Was there something you came on to talk about? Something, or you just came on to say hi, shoot the shit, and
actually, yes, there is something I came to talk about.
All right.
Not until after all the spooky season's over with, but once things settle down, I do promise. I know I said this before, but you know, things ended up going wrong. But I do promise to be coming back, and I mean permanently.
You're going to return to RAWF, are you? All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm sure the fans are glad to hear that as well. What do you think, Al Vacant? You looking forward to a Draven Blackbird return? The Halloween season's over?
I mean, look, if he actually returns and does stuff, that'll be great.
Hopefully I can get the rust off the bottle.
That would help.
That would help, definitely. Definitely. Well, we've had a lot of people returning as of late, Draven, so we would add you to the list, and I'm sure it would be fun watching you work again. Always interesting. You do love to talk about movies with your opponents. I always find that a lot of fun. So
I love to see the history to see if they know anything, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, come on, there's people who run around wearing Metallica and not even know one song. I mean, come on.
That's true.
Dog poo, dog poo. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, well, Draven, is there anything else you wanted to discuss? Because I know, again, you probably got to go haunt some houses or do your thing. But was there anything else you wanted to talk about?
15 more minutes, actually. I'm on break. So, yeah, you caught me right when I was just about to go head back in. So I was like, yay. But I'm about to head back in, though. So just wanted to say hi, and I will be coming back then.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Draven Blackbird. And, this is his busiest time, El Vacant. It was nice of him to drop in for a couple of minutes. And according to him, he will be returning to RAWF once Halloween is over. So looking forward to that, certainly. All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in. We were talked about him earlier, and, you know, he doesn't seem to be himself. He doesn't seem to be doing what he said he was going to do, which is unusual for this man. But let's see if we can get some answers, delve into the mystery, if you will, with this man.
Immortal.
Good God, man. Griffith, you look like death warmed over. What the hell?
Death. What an interesting, choice of words.
Are you all right?
No, I'm fine.
Bill, reach in that mini fridge and get Griffith a bottle of water, if you would, please.
Yeah, here, hold on. Yeah.
There you go.
Griffith,
have some water. You look dehydrated, if nothing else. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Give me a minute here. Let me just take a couple of sips here.
Yeah, please. Good Lord. I mean,
yeah, no, I'm fine, really. No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Okay. Well, I hope so. You don't look fine, but Elvakin, am I wrong? Am I just seeing it? Is the lighting in here just bad? Does he not look horrible?
No, he kind of looks a little rough. Yeah.
Ugh. Oh well. Griffith, I mean, it's unlike. This is certainly not unexpected. What's going on? Do you have any clue? Are you sick, or is there what's going on?
If I knew that, it wouldn't be going on anymore. But yeah, something's up, and I don't know what it is. But I'll get to the root of it. And it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, the tempest is still blowing, and it is still coming. But like any old storm at sea, you can never quite predict which way it's going to blow. It never quite lands when you expect it to. So it might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, but it's coming, and destruction is coming with it.
Well, let's talk about a couple of things, and the ultimate gauntlet. Right now, you are running the gauntlet, running strong, apparently, despite whatever's going on. You're still managing to keep going in that to possibly get that ultimate gauntlet championship back from Claymore. Talk about that for a moment, if you will.
Has he actually defended that since he took it from me? Has anyone actually run the gauntlet and tried to take it?
I don't believe so. Paragon, can you confirm that?
I believe he has defended it once, but I can't remember against who.
All right. Well, can look. But...
Because it would be very fitting to just have it, just have it long enough for it to come back to its original owner. Well, it doesn't matter one way or the other. All things that belong to me come back to me. Remember that, Claymore, because it's part of what I keep telling all of you. I am inevitable. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow. But the tides wait for no man.
All right. Well, Griff, as well as the ultimate gauntlet, you have a pending title match at Graveyard Smash against either Deez, the current national champion, or the person that's challenging him currently for the national title in Claymore. So interesting possibility that there could be two matches against Claymore at Graveyard Smash. If things play out just right, and it seems like the two of you meet quite often here on pay-per-view to do it. And I don't think it would also be the first time you two have met twice on the same pay-per-view, but your thoughts on facing either Claymore or Deez for that national championship?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. What's happening here? It's a race to see who doesn't have to face me, right? I mean, they took the match on this short notice because neither one of them wants to face me. They both know it. My money is on Deez, that I'll be facing him. I mean, I could be wrong, but I think his ego will get the better of him and he won't actually be able to force himself to lose. And Claymore's ego is such that he'll just play it off that he loses. So yeah, I think it's going to be Deez. And then I think at the end of the night, you're going to hear my two favorite words in all of wrestling. and new. The hell was that?
You all right?
I'm fine. Can I get another one of those waters?
Yeah. Bill, can you quickly get him another water, please?
Oh, yeah. Not a problem. Here you go.
Thanks.
I appreciate that. There's a cold one.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Drink up, man. I hope whatever this is doesn't affect you, your Ultimate Gauntlet or national title run. Plus, I mean, you probably have a big match tomorrow on Superstars. We probably spin the wheel and find out who you're facing tomorrow.
Sure, let's see who the victim is.
Wow. Griffith, your opponent tomorrow in Manchester is the reigning RAWF World Heavyweight Champion, the Teflon Sheik.
As I said, no one can predict where the tempest lands. Such fun to put that pusillanimous toe rag in his place, title or not.
All right. Well, I guess we will find out. Hell of a match tomorrow in Manchester. The Immortal Griffith taking on the Teflon Sheik. I hope you feel better, whatever this is. But good luck to you, Griff.
Fine. Fine.
Griff? Yeah, you're fine. Okay. Good. All right. So with that being said, Griff, thank you for your time. And you might want to go lay down or something. Griff? Griff, you all right? He just collapsed on the floor. The Immortal Griffith just collapsed. We're going to take a quick song break, El Vacant, while we check on Griffith, all right? Let's get some medical attention to Griffith right now. We'll be back, folks. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network.
of hands, creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Better call.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network, and it looked pretty hairy there for a minute with the immortal Griffith Elvaek, and FCB said he had no pulse and thought he was dead, but apparently that is not the case. He's up. He puked in the trash can, but he seems to be okay for the moment. He just wants to, so the immortal Griffith seems to be all right. Hopefully, maybe he'll get himself checked out by a medical professional here. There's something definitely not right if he's practically dying on our studio floor here. Scary moment there, Elvaek. Your thought? Any thoughts?
I was a little concerned. I was starting to really wonder if that whole thing was a gimmick because he didn't. Yeah, but I mean, he's up. Still doesn't look good, but he's up.
Nah. No, he doesn't look good at all, but hopefully we'll find out in the coming week. Hopefully he'll get checked out. Maybe we can get down to the bottom of what's wrong with him. But the show must go on, folks. And so we're going to hear from somebody we don't get to hear from very often here, Elvaek, one of your favorites. Let's hear via Vokaroo.com from Hotshot Chad.
Well, here's somebody you don't hear often on this radio show. In case you're not aware, it is I, Too Hot, Chaz Preston, Anarchy Super Bad Supernova, and one half of the tag team of Los Locos with the Joker, Mark Caliber. And that's why I'm on tonight, because I want to address my tag team partner, Mark Caliber. Now, if you recall, a couple months ago, I was in a car. Actually, it was a motorcycle accident. My memory has been a little jot because, as many of you are aware, I've had voices in my head, and they're screaming out, and it's hurting my head, and I'm screaming for them to get out. Literally, it's making me look crazy. And although I'm handsome, crazy just don't go. So what I propose is I address my tag team partner, Mark Caliber. Mark, I know you had good intentions, but it didn't go as well as you wanted to. Now, I'm pretty violent in my own right, so there was no reason you needed to make me even more violent. All you did was have the voices in my head, which are the past demons in my life, come out, and they want retaliation. Now, as crazy as that sounds, you have a few faces of yours. Well, Mark, you're going to meet mine. Graveyard Smash, Dublin, Ireland. I'm not going to face you once. I'm not even going to face you twice. Get ready for 3 stages of hell, because it's going to be hell. And you go ahead and pick your style matches. I just have one simple request. Our last match will be in the cemetery. It'll be a good old-fashioned cemetery brawl, buried alive, because I'm going to bury you so that I may bury these past demons of mine and put them at rest, and move on, actually be a contender for once, because this has been holding me back too long. I have more important matters that I need to attend to, and that's title shots and my family. So, Mark, do you accept the challenge? I'll be waiting for you. See you at Graveyard Smash.
All right. The challenge laid out by Hotshot Chaz to his tag team partner, Mark Caliber, for a 3 stages of hell match. Let's find out if Mark Caliber accepts. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Joker, Mark Caliber, to the program. Mark, good evening.
Good evening to you, too. But did I hear you just right? Did you just call me Matt Caliber?
It was, I corrected myself. I had a blonde moment. It happens. I apologize.
I understand.
Mark.
I understand that, but I could have sworn your brain would have been mashed up. I could have sworn you were looking at me as if I was looking like Kraft dinner.
I don't, unless you got some cheese on you, I can, anyways. So, Mark, you heard the challenge from your partner, Hotshot Chaz. He wants a 3 stages of hell match. You can choose the stipulations. However, he requests that the third one be in a cemetery, a buried alive match. So what say you? Do you accept the challenge from Hotshot Chaz?
Three stages of hell. I choose the first 2 matches, the last, a cemetery brawl, where you literally have to bury someone alive. Well, it wouldn't be the first time I would have buried someone alive, if you recall, last year, but I digress. This would certainly be something that I will be looking forward to. But this one, it does seem a little off, because as he said, he had some voices in his head, voices that represent the demons from his past. And according to him, they want to meet me. Or should I say, meet us.
So, with that being said, I'm assuming you're going to accept the challenge. Any idea what the first 2 stages will be?
Oh, yes, I do, L.A. But it's not just the stages that I have in mind. He said that his demons wants to meet. I would be more than happy to grant that wish. So the first stage would be a little specialty of mine, and as well as Paragon's. As you will know, the Pandora's Box of Fun match. And whichever the first voice or demon he wants to unleash, that specific demon will go up against yours truly, the Joker.
And the second one, the second one, LA, happens to be my specialty, a hardcore paced Food Bar City Street Fight!
Okay!
And the second demon will be none other than Cactus Josh! But the third and final demon that he wants to unleash. Chaz, I hope you are aware of what I did last year. Last year, if you remember, buried my own brother alive. I have no problem in doing the same to you. I will not hesitate. The third and final demon
that you have will face the undead Avenger himself, the Crow, Mark Caliber.
Wow. Okay, so we got ourselves a three stages of a hell match. We've got a Pandora's Box of Fun match, which apparently will be the Joker facing Chaz in that. Cactus Josh will face him in a Fubar City street fight following that match. And then in the third stage, it will be Mark Caliber the Crow take in a Buried Alive match. Wow. With that being said, Mark, would you like to spin the wheel and find out who you get to warm up for those matches against tomorrow on Superstars?
Well, first of all, it's a cemetery brawl, but it has similar rules. Second of all, absolutely.
All right. All right, your opponent tomorrow on Superstars is the Mancunian Maniac. That's who you're facing tomorrow in Manchester. Any thoughts on that?
Not really. Mark? I just hope to have a good time in jolly old England.
All right. Well, Mark, thank you for your time. The match is set for Graveyard Smash. Mark Caliber versus Hotshot Chaz in a three stages of hell match. El Vacant, that one is going to be interesting to say the least, and definitely goes with the whole Halloween theme.
Yes, absolutely it does.
So, well, we got a moment here, and thank you, Mark. I want to publicly apologize to you, El Vacant.
Okay.
Well, last week I used that joy buzzer on you, and, you know, the little fake zap was playing around, and that wasn't very professional of me, so I apologize.
Thank you. I mean, it's funny. I mean, I'm just saying you had that one turned up a little bit, kind of.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it was kind of it jolted me too. I just tried not to show it, but at any rate, so I apologize, and so try not to do any of that do that again. But I'm glad you took it like a sport, and appreciate it. All right, so got that out of the way. Let's bring on our reigning Champions Choice champion, ladies and gentlemen. She is.
Got on my kid, don't you follow me, calling me. Ain't no for no drama, out of my face, it ain't you, ain't my policy. I do what I wanna, you ain't my therapist, ain't got the formula. So stay in your corner, last thing I need is my head on the water. Didn't I want ya? Wanna feel the good, wanna feel the bad, feel it all. Got a human heart, I'ma let that go.
Gentlemen, she is Vex. Good evening, Vex.
Good evening, LA. I'm Vacant.
Why?
Well, Vex, before we get to Graveyard Smash and talk about what you may or may not have decided yet, I wanted to touch base on the fact that you and your partner, AF James, could very well be the next RAWF Tag Team Champions. You just have to get by Starlight and the Hawkster. Talk to me about what that would mean if you were to become the new tag team champions, you and AF James in the Lap of Luxury.
Didn't we talk about how you do this and you jinx us? Have I been gone that long?
Now, I don't
I
jinx
swear.
You, but I'm not a
I
jinx.
Swear. You're a
I'm
jinx.
Not a...
Totally a jinx.
I am not.
yeah, to get the title again with a new partner, that would be third time's the charm, trying to get back to the title if it happened. You know, there's so much to it. There's getting TNE out of that title. There's the fact that SNS is trying their damnedest to come back for it again. Because if there was anything that was going to be more boring than SNS versus Opaque again, or not Opaque, what are they, Dungeons and Dragons? I can't keep their team straight. They swap them around all the time. Anyway, there's anything that was going to be more boring than SNS and D&D Part 3, it was going to be SNS versus Hawkstars because, I mean, Hawkstars are just going to lay down and hand it back to Claymore and Teflon. We all know it. They're just pawns for those guys. I don't know why anybody would join a faction like that when you know you're just being used to make the top two guys look good and that you're only being handed titles by them that they can go and get other titles. Like, why would you? No, not for me. Nope.
All right. Well, it would be a major accomplishment if you were able to get those titles out of the tournament. Good luck to you there. Let's talk about the champion's choice, though. Have you made a decision on an opponent and on steps for your champion's choice defense at Graveyard Smash?
You know, I have, actually. No one really stepped up and was impressive over the week again. And I decided, you know what? There's something I need to take care of. And you remember when I had to step away for mental health issues? My last match was Mystic Maniac. And he thought he got some great impressive win over a former two-time world champion. He thought he had impressed everyone. It's time I make that right. You see, kicking me when I'm down is probably someone's worst mistake. And then thinking you have power over me wherever I go is your next biggest mistake. So I'm going to defend Champion's Choice to Mystic Maniac in a very special little match. You see, Mystic is allowed to use Bag of Tricks. Mystic is allowed to use defense. Mystic is allowed to do whatever he needs to try to get to attempt to pin me. But if Mystic does not injure me using a disqualifying move right before he attempts the pin, he cannot attempt the pin. That means he must use low blow, floor and object, eye gouge, rope choke, or slide out of the ring to injure me before he can even attempt to pin me. Regular match, regular championship health, bag of tricks open, defense open. But if he can't injure me, he can't pin me.
Oh, that is brilliant. That is definitely brilliant. But, I mean, it can happen. We've seen it happen. It seems like you're taking a major chance here, giving Mystic an opportunity to win his first RAWF championship. But you seem pretty confident. So, I mean, something up your sleeve? No. Go ahead.
You know, if he can kick me while I'm down and it doesn't hurt, if I had to go back and look for it because I didn't remember it, he's not going to be able to do this. I've seen him fight Maeve. He's not going to be able to do this. And he has to risk disqualifying himself out of the match to be able to complete it.
True enough. True enough. That is it is risky. It's risky on his part, risky on your part. Should be. What are your thoughts, El Vacant, on these stipulations?
I mean, it's interesting. Good luck, I guess, there, Mystic.
It definitely should be interesting, no doubt about it. Well, Vex, I love the choice, and I love the stip, so it should be a very interesting match at Graveyard Smash. Vex versus Mystic Maniac for the Champions Choice Championship. Would you like to spin the wheel, see who you face tomorrow in Manchester, Vex?
Vacant, do you want to spin it for me? It's been a while.
Sure, why not? I haven't spun it in a while either, so, you know, hey.
There you go.
Yeah.
You will be taking on Mrs. Sassy Intentions tomorrow, Vex, in Manchester. Should be a good matchup.
Oh, giving me all the ladies this month. I like it.
Randy is glad you're pleased, I guess. I don't know if he is or not, but at any rate. All right, so Vex, good luck to you tomorrow against Miss Sassy Intentions. Good luck in the tag team title finals, and we will talk next week. Hopefully by then, we'll see what happens in those matches.
Absolutely.
Ah, and that was Vex, everybody. Let's see. Oh, got another person stopping in. Let's talk to...
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now? Grab the bull by the horns, see all that it goes. Nobody tells you where to go from there. The seeds are faithful in you. Decisions have to be made. The best path is the hardest part. Back and forth, the struggle consumes us all. Trying to keep a level head. In the world, the settling of time. Today I become the cause of war.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron McFadden now joining us on the program. Aaron, good evening.
Good evening, Lord Amadeus. Good evening, El Vacant.
Oh, hi.
So, Aaron, how are you doing, sir? What's on your mind? I know you've been doing your thing, and I'm sure have you got anything to talk about tonight?
In stats now, I have no opponent for Graveyard Smash.
No, you don't have an opponent yet for Graveyard Smash, but I'm sure there'll be, I mean, you can always, you know how a deal is. If you do an open challenge, I'm sure somebody will answer the call. Did you have something in mind?
I need to sit back and think on this. To innovate once again. But I'll lay out my challenge in the middle of the week.
Say that again? I didn't quite catch that.
I have to sit back and think and decide what my challenge is to be and then sometime this week.
Okay. All right. Sometime this week you will all right. Sounds good. Sounds good. But until then, would you like to find out who your opponent is tomorrow on Superstars?
Actually, my challenge for the Superstars title is still in effect.
Oh, you want a challenge for the Superstars title. You're calling out the Wolf.
Yes.
Well, he was here earlier, but since he's not now, and I don't know, I mean, you can... Let's put it this way. The title match is already set for tomorrow, but if Wolf, whoever walks out, is either Wolf or Hobo Ezekiel as a Superstars title, and you want to call them out for next week, make sure you let whoever wins that match know, and if they accept, that will be a made match, okay?
Got it.
But until
who am I going to play with next?
Who do you play with next? Let's find out when we spin the wheel. Tomorrow you face RAWF Hall of Famer Bubs. Are you familiar with Bubs?
Yes, I've passed by for a few times, and I owe her one for beating Fire Chief Bill.
All right. Well, looks like your partner's got your back, Bill, trying to get some revenge for you there. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So Aaron, I'm curious, what's it been like tagging with old Fire Chief Bill with all the experience he's got in RAWF? You enjoy tagging with him? Is he a good tag team partner?
We had some growing pains, but now we're on the same page. And
hell yeah.
There you go. Good to hear. Good to hear. Look forward to seeing you guys, if you guys can be a force in the tag team division as well as in singles, which you both are doing pretty good in. So good luck to you tomorrow, Aaron, against the Bubs. And anything else you wanted to say?
Been deciding what instrument should I play in your orchestra?
Oh, my orchestra? My orchestra, right. Don't worry about that right now. I don't think you really need to talk about the orchestra tonight, okay? We'll talk about it another time, all right?
Okay, boss.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron McFadden takes on Bubs tomorrow in Manchester on Superstars. All right. So, El Vacant, we need to talk here. I know Maeve is one of your favorites. She's always been one of mine as well, but she's been acting awful strange to not just me, but to a lot of people as of late. Just recently, Hobo.
It's true.
I mean, what is up with her? Do you have any idea what her?
I haven't gotten more than two crosswords out of her in weeks.
I mean, well, you know, I hope whatever it is, whatever's troubling her, maybe it'll go away here in a couple of weeks when she gets to go home and wrestle in front of her hometown crowd at Graveyard Smash. But let's bring her on and find out what exactly is up, because it's kind of troubling, won't lie. reigning estrogen champion in RAWS. She is the lovely Maeve O'Hare. Maeve, good evening.
How do you even dare speak to me?
Oh, hi. What?
Hello, Vacant.
Maeve, what has gotten into you? I don't understand it. I mean, what did I do,
what's
first of all?
Me?
And what did people like Hobo earlier? You went off on him. You went off on a good friend a few weeks ago in Scythe. What's been going on? I mean, we're in 2 weeks. We're going to be in your hometown of Dublin, Ireland. Big pay-per-view. You're going to be wrestling in front of your hometown fans. You'd think you'd be in a good mood. What's going on? Is there something I'm missing here?
You think I'd be in a good mood? Mip Schartner just died out there.
I mean, literally.
Oh, well, I mean, he got up. And, it's, I mean, it's not like...
I mean,
don't
that's
think
what
he died.
Does. He gets up after you kill him.
He's fine. I'm told he's fine. He said he was fine. I've heard, you know, he's refusing medical attention at the moment, but I'm hoping he calms down and let someone look at him. But he's obviously okay. He's not dead. He's walking around. So, I mean, and I don't even know why you're upset with me. I understand you're upset about it. Okay, I got you. And I suppose I would be worried about that, too.
You don't know why I'm upset with you.
No, I really don't. El Vacant, you have no insight on this? And somebody tell me. What did I do? What did Hobo do? What did Side do? What's going on?
Edward and Hobo are examples of a bigger problem. I don't have time for failure in my life right now. I've got bigger fish to fry. Bigger sewer-dwelling fish.
What? Okay.
You're gonna play innocent still. You're gonna sit here and act like it weren't right after my tag partner drank something you gave him that he died. And then woke up and immediately had to vomit. That's not at all suspicious.
I gave him water. Sealed water. Bill gave him water out of the fridge.
Yeah.
I mean,
your little lackey from your precious orchestra gave Griffith Davian water, and then he died.
I mean,
and
is he a witch?
I'm not supposed to be at all suspicious.
Okay. I mean, he's been, if you've not watched his matches, he's been ill for a while, and, you know, just saying.
No, I've watched it firsthand. And you and I both know that that ain't like Griffith Davian. He don't get sick.
I mean...
But you don't know nothing about that.
Absolutely nothing. I'm as perplexed by it as you are. And I don't understand where all the... I understand you're worried for Griffith, so I'm going to give you a pass.
I even double checked. He hasn't been eating at the truck, so it's not my fault either.
See, there
you
go.
You're going to give me a pass.
Yes, I understand you're upset.
I've got your permission to be upset.
You...
Let's get one thing straight right now, Maestro. I don't need your permission for nothing.
Oh, God. The Maestro. We're still talking about this. The Maestro is gone. I mean, have you heard any thunder tonight, El Vacant? Have you heard
no,
any thunder? I haven't heard any thunder. Have you heard me? Are my eyes green at all? Do you see any green
no,
eyes?
Sure no
green eyes. My hair is still blonde. I mean, let me touch
no,
you there,
no,
Vacant.
No
zapping. No zap.
No zapping.
I got no zap. So What makes you... I mean, Maeve, the Maestro is gone, honey. I get it. I understand. You don't believe because he's been around so many Halloweens, but trust me, he's gone. You don't have to worry about him. Nobody has to worry about him. I've taken care of the Maestro. The only thing you have to worry about, you can worry about Griff, and you can worry about defending the Estrogen Championship at Graveyard Smash in front of your hometown, in front of your friends and family in Dublin in 2 weeks' time at Graveyard Smash. Okay?
That ain't the match at Graveyard Smash I'm worried about.
You have
I issued
match.
You a challenge last week.
You issued the challenge to something that doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, it's
so. There's no Maestro. There's nothing to worry about because there's no thunder
gone.
And there's no lightning tonight. Because you
no thunder,
hid your pipe
no
organ away somewhere.
Pipe.
I mean, look, I understand why you might be doubtful, but look. Like, he apologized to me now. When is the Maestro apologize to anyone for anything?
See?
You don't evolve, you die. All right. You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm just being a foolish little ass. I've got my head in the clouds, and I'm making a big deal out of nothing and seeing shadows where there ain't none.
Finally, you're making some sense.
You know
I'm
what?
Glad
you... You know, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. And, you know... I feel bad about it. I feel like maybe I owe you an apology because I've been so hateful. And, you know, as dear as it's become to me, as much as I've loved it, I don't feel like I deserve this present from you anymore. So I think I'm going to have to give it back.
Don't get those away from me. You keep those. You keep those.
Here. No, I insist.
Keep them. Keep them.
Or what? What's wrong? Suddenly you don't look so well.
Bill, escort this woman out of here. Bill, get her out of here.
Get your hands off.
Get her out of here, Bill. What has gotten into her? Oh.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, I didn't even get to spin the wheel. Let's spin the wheel. Huh. Tomorrow on Superstars, Maeve O'Hare will take on Mithras the Tidal Machine. That should be a good match, don't you think? I'll make it.
I guess it should be a great match.
Well, I think it's time we called it a night. We only got a couple minutes left. And we're going to do, you know what, I think we'll skip promos this evening, although I want to point out Papa Sheiker's breast cancer awareness tournament is still in sign-ups, I do believe. And as is the Cougars Memorial Tournament for Abby. So make sure you guys check that out. Cougs and Papa Shaker, if you could share those scenes in the chat, or just share them on the feed. And yeah, that'll work. We're going to call it a night, ladies and gentlemen. El Vacant, any final thoughts on anything going on in RAWF, whether it be those matches or something else?
I mean, I think just being in Europe this long is hurting my business. When do we go back?
What's that? Say that again.
Is it being in Europe this long has been hurting my business? When do we go back?
In a couple weeks. We've got next week here, and we got London next week, and then we go to Dublin, Ireland the following week for Graveyard Smash, and then we will return stateside. So,
all right. So just so everyone knows, well, as soon as we get back, we're having a I Love America sale, and it's going to be three for one tacos and two for one chalupas of greatnesses.
All right. Damn, I'm hungry just thinking about it. Oh, yes, and sign-ups for the Veterans Day tournament are also still underway, folks. The Veterans Day tournament is under the event tabs. It's a ways down. I'll share the link here, but make sure you sign up for that. Sponsored by Vex. It is 10 million coins to the winner, 3 million coins to runner-up, 1 million coins for the semifinalists. All right. So with that being said, there's the tournament there in the chat. Folks, thank you for joining us tonight. This has been RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. Say goodnight, El Vagan.
Goodnight, El Vagan.
Monster, monster under my bed. Come out and play, cause I need a friend. You're so damn close that I feel your breath. You're the only one I have left.
Feel you in my bones. Shiver on my spine, you're a master of disguise. You show up when no one's home. Are you really just a lie? I can feel you in my mind, in my soul. But I love when you jump in and help me feel something. My blankets are the door, my bed is the coffin. And just as it closes and I go to lock it, I sing that lullaby you taught me.
Monster, monster under my bed. Come out and play, cause I need a friend. You're so damn close that I feel your breath. You're the only one I have left.
Show me where to go. Guess I'm always lost now that everyone is gone. You're the one who gives me hope. Told to be afraid, but around you I feel safe. And you know that I love when you jump in. You help me feel something. My eyelids are the door, my mind is the coffin. And just as they're closing, you come from the closet and sing that lullaby you taught me.
Monster, monster.
Save me someone, I'm crazy, or maybe something is saying. My days are numbered like
close that I feel your breath. You're the only one I have left.